In your presentation, Chokwe is consuming 5 kilos per person per year in America.
Mm-hmm.
How about all over the world?
Right. I don't really have the data on that. I've only got the data for the United States. But, I mean, you may be able to find it on the internet for different countries. But, I mean, I don't know if you've tried American chocolate. Personally, I think that American chocolate is poor quality and not very nice. But it's a matter of personal taste, I guess, what one's used to. But clearly there's about 5 kilos a year in America, but... And I would guess in Europe it's probably not that different, but I don't know in other countries, and to some extent I'm guessing. I've only got the data for America.
Any organization collect such data?
There's any, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of information collected about consumption. Clearly, in a lot of countries, there are government agencies that look into the diets of their population. And so I think within each country, you may find that there's data has been collected on that. Certainly in the United Kingdom, there's a national diet survey that looks at all the dietary components that on average people consume. So there's a lot of data out there. I'm sure you could find it for any country around the world, I suspect. Okay.
Based on your experience, what advice can you give to people who don't like chocolate?
You're probably lucky if you don't like it. There are lots of other food products, I'm sure, that you can consume instead of chocolate. I don't think those individuals need any advice. I think diet is very much a personal thing, and if you prefer other foods, that's fine. Clearly, I think the main... From a nutritional point of view, the main recommendation is that you eat a varied diet with lots of fruits and vegetables in it. You can live quite happily without chocolate, really. You might be able to anyway. I'm not sure about me. Okay, yeah. Vegetable oils or vegetable fats can be added in Europe up to about 15% of the total fat in the chocolate. So about a seventh of the fat in the chocolate could be other vegetable fats, and you can still call it chocolate. There are other products around which have other descriptions, such as chocolate-flavored coatings, or as long as you don't call it a bar of chocolate, but the legislation says that if you want to call it chocolate in Europe, it can't have more than a small amount of other fats in it. Okay. Oh, yes, sorry, there's one at the back here. The color. White chocolate, yes. I mean, in white chocolate, you tend to find that the cocoa flavor is less intense because it's made without cocoa, but with the fat from the cocoa bean, the cocoa butter, gives white chocolate its chocolate flavor. So it's, but it tends to be a weaker flavor. It tends to be lots of sugar in there as well. It tends to be a more milky sort of product. So milk chocolate, of course, tends to have milk powder in it, which helps to make the color lighter. So the cocoa powder is always dark brown. But if you've got milk powder mixed in with it, then the appearance of the chocolate is somewhat lighter. So there are various tricks that you can make. You can make chocolate without cocoa powder, and then it is much lighter, it's white. Okay. Okay, all right, thank you.